listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's time to get grilled. P3, it's the original protein, and the one who will be getting grilled today is the leading receiver amongst all tight ends in the entire National Football League over the last 3 weeks, none other than Gary Barnage, a.k.a. Big Play. Gare, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing very, very well. Did you ever think at some point you were going to come here at this point in your career and have your career high in receptions 3 weeks in a row? You're going to set your career high in receiving yards to the last few weeks. You're going to score 3 weeks in a row for the first time for a Browns tight end since Ozzie Newsome. Is that something that you envisioned when this season started?
I really didn't envision any of it. I don't really look at that kind of stuff. I just was looking forward to wins, and I was happy about we got the win this last week.
So you got the win this last week, and I know before you said, I can't celebrate touchdowns when we're behind. Now it's because you catch the ball with your feet instead of your hands. You can't celebrate. We're begging for it, and it's 3 weeks in a row you've scored, and 3 weeks in a row we've gone without a celebration. I mean, I feel like, I don't know if I want to say you're a high-maintenance touchdown celebrator, but come on, man. I mean, maybe you're going to score 16. That's good, and we'll take that, but we got to see this.
Yeah, I understand that, but every time we have, it's been like a controversy sort of whether I've had a chance to or not, because one of them were down, the other one, two guys were on me right away, and this one, we didn't know what was going on, so it's kind of hard to do that, and you don't know. You don't want to do that and then do a celebration and then it not count, and you're like, oh, that sucked.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been good. Talk about that play for a second. Have you ever caught a football with your feet before in the NFL?
No, not. This was the first time. I should have caught it with both my hands, but I'll catch it with my feet, I guess, if I have to. I know they brought pressure, and Josh threw it up, gave me a chance to make a play, and I felt the ball on my legs. So I squeezed my legs together, and I was like, I got to get it to my hands because I saw a defender running over. So I was pulling it up to my hands quick as I can, trying to get through my legs and to my hands. I knew once it got there, it wasn't going anywhere.
Did you know for certain that it didn't touch the ground?
I did not know it didn't touch the ground. But when I caught the ball and I stood up, the reaction on Mitchell Schwartz's face was awesome. He came over and he was in like a huge laughter smile, yelling, "You caught it! You caught that ball!" So he knew it never hit the ground. So him telling me that, I knew it didn't hit the ground. I knew it. I never got it. It never hit the ground from when it was on my leg to my hands.
Where does that rank on your all-time catches? Because I'm telling you, in the Mike Pettine tenure, you've had some big-time catches. We know you got the big play gear nicknamed the fourth downer against New Orleans. You had the big catch that set up the game winner against Atlanta. You had the great catch in the red zone against Cincinnati and the route down there. And then now last week against San Diego, and then this game here against the Ravens. You've had some serious catches in your tenure. Which one's been your favorite?
I'm going to say New Orleans last year just because it was fourth down, and we had to have it. And I got the opportunity to call the ball, and we drove down and win that game. And it was our first win of the season last year, and it was a huge, huge point for our team. And it was a home game, too. We hadn't won a home game in a while, so getting that opportunity was awesome.
Have you told Coach, though, he keeps calling you Big Play Barnage? It's Big Play Gare.
Y'all can call me whatever. I'm just going to go by Gary.
If your license plate says Big Gare, I think it's got to be Big Play Gare. I'm just going to say that. For those of you who haven't seen the green truck, I'm sure you'll see it around Cleveland. So here you guys go. Number one passing offense in the NFL over the last 3 weeks. Lots of momentum. This is going to be a tough one against a very good defense in Denver. But how confident right now is this group?
We have total confidence in our whole offense. We're doing a great job. We have total confidence in our whole team, actually. We're not worried about that. We know they're a great defense. We're just going to go out and do what we can do because that's all you can worry about. You can't worry about who you're facing. You just got to do your matchups and just go with that.
All right, I don't know if this has happened before in your career, but maybe it has. Have you ever had a caricature of yourself, the cartoon that came out from the Bleacher Report this week, as the hero Cleveland has needed, none other than Big Play Gare?
I have never had that. Somebody sent me that. I thought it was hilarious. I appreciate it, but I'm not looking for that kind of stuff. I'm just trying to help the team win because that's all it's about.
Is that going to be on a T-shirt, though, someday? Should it be? I think it should be.
It won't be by me, I'll say that. Somebody might do it eventually, but it won't be from me.
Well, as you sit before me right now, you're wearing a T-shirt, American Football Without Borders, an organization that I know is very important to you, and you're redesigning the logo, and the T-shirts will be coming out. I think maybe the Big Play Gare cartoon can get somewhere in the AFWB logo, but talk for those people who are not yet familiar, even though they should be, with American Football Without Barriers.
Yeah, we started American Football Without Barriers about 4 or 5 years ago, me and two of my buddies from college, Ahmed Aladala and Bruno Giacomini, the starting right tackle of the Jets. And we wanted to do something that we haven't seen anybody do. We wanted to go internationally and do a football camp for kids, and while also doing a humanitarian message of visiting orphanages and giving back to the kids that are there that need it. And so we've been to China, we've been to Brazil, and we've been to Turkey, and it's been an amazing experience. Just giving back to the kids. And the thing a lot of people don't know is football is pretty popular everywhere. And it's not as popular as soccer in other countries, but it's growing. And when we were in China, there was only 6 or 7 teams. But since we've left, they've had 14 teams now. So they've almost doubled. They've doubled since we've left. Brazil, they had like 30-something teams. Turkey, they had like 20. And they actually have women's teams that are playing flag football as like a college. And it's amazing. Like, people don't understand how big and how big of a reach it is. And we're trying to break trends that we have not seen. And in college, they recruit for basketball and baseball internationally, but they don't for football. We're trying to break that. We want to get these kids the opportunity we have here to get a scholarship and come to the States and play football.
Do you know where you're going yet this year?
Right now it's down between Morocco and Egypt. We actually have a call tonight, and we're trying to figure it out. We'll have within the next few weeks where we're going to go.
I enjoy the food at Morocco at Epcot Center in Disney World. So Morocco, I think, could be a pretty strong one.
That's my experience. Been to it, That's so all I got. I'll have to check it out. I'm from Florida, so I have to go down there and check that out.
So is this something, do you use this to do good and cross off items on your bucket list in terms of travel?
I think you got to, because when we went to China, we went to the Great Wall of China, which was awesome. We went to Brazil, we went Christ the Redeemer, we did Sugarloaf, we did that kind of stuff. Turkey, we did the Blue Mosque, we also do sightseeing while we're there too,
yeah.
So we can take in the culture and the sights. So it's a little bit of vacation, it's orphanage visits, giving back to the community and stuff, and it's also teaching football, so we make it a big trip.
That's very, very cool. All right, let's talk about something also very cool. First time beating the Ravens in Baltimore as a member of the Cleveland Browns for you. What did that win mean to this team in the locker room?
I think it was huge. It can be a turning point for our season, and it was just great to go out there. And it shows that we're never out of a game. No matter what it looks like from the beginning of the game, like, we were down and we were getting field goals. We weren't getting the touchdowns we needed, but we're never out. We're always going to compete to the very end.
And you've played with a lot of quarterbacks in your career, a lot of quarterbacks just in Cleveland. What makes Josh McCown so special?
He's just a born leader, and he commands the leadership in the huddle, and he does a great job at it. And everybody rallies around him, and everybody has total confidence in him.
Do you think, when you look back on this season, at least how it started so far, the fact that you didn't have to run the conditioning test in training camp, has that clearly it's led to a career year? I mean, is this something that you're going to be reminding Coach Pettin of next season?
I'll take it, but I don't really think it has anything to do with it. But I was very happy about that, so I'm not no.
Jim Dre was
there.
Not happy about you not running.
He was not, but I've also got 2 years on him, so
that's right.
But no, it was great. It was a great thing.
All right, Gary, thank you so much for your time. Continue to play at this unbelievable level, doing things that haven't been done by Cleveland Browns tight end in over 30 years. 3 straight games with a touchdown, 3 straight games with 6 or more catches. It's awesome to watch, and everybody loves big play, Gary. So thank you so much. Keep it going.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, you got it.